Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is wild. There is a very important observation I want to make about Donald Trump's absolute meltdown in front of reporters last night, in which he started screaming at reporter Rachel Scott, calling her a stupid person, and then even calling her a bitch. Those are his words. Sorry. And then he begins to yell about how gas prices aren't actually up, about how it's a stupid question to even ask about gas prices, and how the Iran war is going perfectly. And you know what observation I want to make that I haven't seen made very often? So when Donald Trump is in very high pressure situations and everything is going wrong, he loses any ability to have reality tests around him. He begins to push away anybody who tells him the truth, and he doubles down into this false reality, goes deep down the rabbit hole. I have perfect examples. We can talk about the COVID pandemic. Donald Trump wasn't listening to Dr. Fauci during the COVID pandemic. Remember, we were all genuinely begging him to listen to Dr. Fauci, but he wasn't. He was talking about injecting yourself, and he was talking about how it'll go away in 2 weeks. He loses the reality tests around him. He doesn't have walls around him to push back on and feel what's reality and feel what's not, and it gets very dangerous. Perhaps a better example of this would be the 2020 election, when Donald Trump is in moments of high duress and he loses the election, which, by the way, he lost it, absolutely, according to all evidence, all courts, even Republican judges, there was no election fraud. But Donald Trump doubled down and claimed there was, and when the people around him told him otherwise, he pushed them away and he opted for, like, Rudy Giuliani. Literally, he was like, I'm going to listen to Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman over Bill Barr and Mike Pence, my own vice president. And obviously, we disagree with Mike Pence on a lot, but Mike Pence in that situation was kind of just holding the line and saying, hey, we can't steal this effing election because we lost. So with all of this being said, I want to show you some of these clips of Donald Trump melting down in front of reporters last night, because it gives me the exact same vibes. No reality tests around him, doesn't seem to understand the gas price problem, and is tearing down the entire Republican Party as he spirals. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We have been pumping out videos, putting in work. We are going to hit MAGA hard with debate, with facts, and with narrative control. So subscribe below. You can go to adammockler.com to subscribe to our newsletter. And I just want to start off with this news from last night as well. U.S. military port carried out strikes on Iran's Qeshem port and Bandar Abbas, senior official says. But they claim it's not a restarting of the war. Holy effing weakness. So Iran strikes us, we strike them back, then the United Arab Emirates strikes, then Israel's probably going to strike Lebanon soon again, and then we're claiming the war is still paused. It seems like the United States is looking for an off-ramp at any cost, even if it costs us our standing on the global stage. I'm not saying I want the war to restart, of course, but if we're just going to call it a ceasefire when nobody actually ceased firing, I feel like that's just gaslighting at that point. I feel like that's still a war, right? So to continue, as this is happening, Donald Trump is melting down in front of reporters. Let's start with the main clip of him yelling about Rachel Scott. He says, such a stupid question.
That's good. You got a good look at coup back there, fellas, huh?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, you are here against the backdrop of the war in Iran.
Yeah.
Why focus on all these projects right now?
You
We're
know
still
why?
Seeing gas
because
prices
I want to keep our country beautiful and safe. Beautiful also. This place was a disgusting place. It was Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and we had a terrible disgust. I don't know, you probably don't see dirt, but I do. And you walk down this pond, if you would have walked down, they'll tell you better than anybody. They had to take 11 or 12 truckloads of garbage out of that lake, out of that water, and it sat there for years like that. And that's not what our country is about. Our country is about beauty, cleanliness, safety, great people, not a filthy capital.
What is the status?
It's such a stupid question that you ask. We're fixing up the reflecting pond to the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and you say, why are you fixing it up? Because you can understand dirt maybe better than I can, but I don't allow it. This is one of the worst reporters. She's with ABC Fake News, and she's a horror show. She said,
what does he mean by this? You can understand dirt better than I can, but I don't allow it. I really don't understand the dig there. It's obviously got some, like, you know, misogyny and racism laced in it because he attacks these female reporters relentlessly, calling them piggy, terrible people, awful reporters. They don't deserve their job. They didn't deserve their position. This dude is nasty as hell towards the media because they ask him, why focus on this project while gas prices are soaring? That's literally the question. When I was drawing the analog to COVID and to the 2020 election, I think what's happening now, the analog now in this particular moment, is the rise of gas prices and the economic calamity caused by Donald Trump that he's ignoring. Let's actually check out some of these charts. I find it quite interesting. This is the 18-month average retail price chart. I mean, that's pretty perfectly mapping since when he got into office. He got in office early 2025, so it'd be around here. And gas prices were steady-handed when Biden left. They were. Things were kind of calming down. Things were much more steady-handed. We got it down to like $3 here and $2.90 here. And then boom, this self-inflicted gunshot wound, shooting himself in the foot. Gas prices spike rapidly to $4. And then at about $4.19, they peak and they drop down, and then they spike again to $4.56. Gas prices are expensive as hell. Americans are having to decide whether they want to drive their kid to school or eat breakfast in the morning because they have to sacrifice one of these things. And of course, they choose to forego breakfast. Americans are having to decide if they want to drive their parent to a doctor's appointment or forego some sort of, you know, activity with their kid. People are canceling their vacations at record rates. It's a really sad state of the economy right now. Here's a map on gasprices.aaa.com. I just think it's very, very interesting to look at some of these. So I'm in Illinois. Average gas price is $4.98. That sounds about right. In Indiana, it's $4.53. Texas, it's $4. Wow. California, $6. Of course, very high. Even red states, even states in the South, are experiencing incredibly high gas prices. I see Virginia at $4.30. North Carolina, $4.20. These are high gas prices, dude. I mean, these are incredibly, incredibly high gas prices. And I think they're sustained for a while, too. That's part of the pain of it, is the sustained high gas prices. Under Biden, when gas prices reached like $3.80, it was for a week or so, and then they dropped. But this is sustained and painful. We then get more repeats of the coronavirus pandemic, but in a rather eerie way. There's a new virus called the Hantavirus. There's only a few confirmed deaths across the world. I'm hoping we're able to contain it, but Trump gets asked about this, and his answer is not very reassuring. Lord have mercy.
Our country. Any other
questions? Mr. President, I'm also with ABC News. Can I ask you about the Hantavirus? Have you been briefed on the virus?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us what you learned in these briefings?
Well, you're going to be told everything, and you already have. It's very much, we hope, under control. There was the ship, and I think we're going to make a full report about it tomorrow. We have a lot of people, a lot of great people studying it. It should be fine. We hope.
Should Americans be concerned that it's going to spread? And how are you
I hope not.
To get those
I mean,
Americans
I hope not.
Home.
We'll do the best we can, yeah.
To get the Americans that are on the
Go
ship
ahead.
Home.
What an absolute joke. There is no way we're looping all the way back to this. We are not going to allow this type of, you know, just delusion from reality to take over our country once again. It was scary during COVID. It was rather terrifying during the 2020 election in January 6th. We thought he was genuinely going to steal it. He was going so crazy. And now he's running into the same thing. He has no connection to reality. Here he gets asked about Project Freedom. This is perhaps the best distillation of this failed war. He launched something called Project Freedom. Then he shut it down within 24 hours because he realized it was a dumb idea and it was risky, and he declared the Strait of Hormuz reopened. Then the next day, the war re-sparked. I mean, I just can't, like, I almost can't do it anymore. Week after week after week, I'm sitting next to these conservatives who are gaslighting me and saying that we're winning, we destroyed their navy, we killed their 86-year-old leader. And week after week after week, we watch as the strait remains closed, as there's more and more fighting, as gunshots and drones and suicide boats that blow up are flying through the Strait of Hormuz. And the war is clearly not over. We're clearly not even winning this war. So it just, you know, it drives me a little bit crazy.
What happened with Project
Project Freedom, Mr. President. Why was that suspended? Administration officials were talking about this in the next phase of the war.
Really wonderful leadership at a place, as you know, Pakistan has been fantastic. And their leaders have been fantastic, the field marshal and the prime minister. And they asked us not to do it. We'll go back to it if we have to. They asked us not to do it during the negotiation.
Are you considering maybe going back to that now that gas prices are more than $4?
It could. Well, no, gas prices have come down today. Have you looked? They've come down very substantially today. The gas
What? Gas prices have not come down. So what is he saying? They've come down substantially today. Is he going to try to isolate this pattern into like a one-day drop or something? Did gas prices drop one penny or something? The reality is, if you look at the stats, they did not drop yesterday whatsoever. He's just lying. I like how a reporter can ask a question like, hey, are you going to reconsider this war now that gas prices are spiking? And our president's like, what a stupid question. Like, no, that's not a stupid question. That's kind of the that's like the only question that should be asked of the president right now. Here, he's saying that Iran actually agreed to his demands already, but then they forgot they agreed to his demands.
Has Iran officially responded to the one-page offer?
Well, it's more than a one-page offer. It's an offer that basically said they will not have nuclear weapons, they're going to hand us the nuclear dust, and many other things that we want.
Have they agreed to that so far, Mr.
Yeah,
President?
They agree, on when they agree, it doesn't mean much, because the next day they forgot they agreed. And, you know, we're dealing with different sets of leaders. When you talk,
I have a feeling they didn't agree. They haven't made any political concessions. And that's the question that, you know, blew everything up last week. I said, winning a war doesn't mean you just killed the bad guy. We did that with Saddam Hussein. We didn't quite win that. Winning a war means extracting political concessions via force from your opponent. So what political concessions have we gotten from Iran? I'm genuinely asking, what political? We've gotten none. We've gotten zero, absolutely nothing. And I'm going to leave it there. I am grateful for our troops. I am pro-America, but I'm pro-America winning. I'm pro-good decision-making, and I'm pro the commander-in-chief actually having some steady-handedness in his decision-making. So that's very important to make clear. I love you all. Make sure you drop a like and drop some blue hearts if you made it this far in the video. Subscribe to us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you are. We are fighting the good fight. Thank you all, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.